Democrats in the Senate introduced a package of bills that they say would lessen special interest influences in politics and curb some ongoing abuses. In addition to establishing a publicly financed matching small donor funding system for elections, the bills would also cut off pensions for lawmakers convicted of a felony and prevent legislators accused of crimes from using their campaign war chest to pay for their legal defense. Senate Democratic leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins says the measures are more important than ever in the midst of an ongoing spate of public corruption.
Unfortunately, more elected officials have been accused of wrongdoing, and more reports have come out detailing inappropriate practices and violations of the public trust.
The proposals come as former Senate leader Joe Bruno, a Republican, is on trial for a second time on corruption charges, and two former Senate Democratic leaders face charges of embezzlement and bribery. A third, former Senate President Pedro Espada, is already in prison. But the Democrats are the minority faction in the Senate. The chamber is ruled by a coalition of GOP senators and five breakaway Democrats known as the Independent Democratic Conference. The IDC leader, Senator Jeff Klein, has said passing public campaign finance reform before the session ends is also a priority for him as well.
Certainly we need to have a public matching system. We have to do more than we did in the budget.
Senator Klein and Governor Andrew Cuomo had sought public finance and other reforms as part of a budget deal. But in the end, they settled for a more limited ethics package that would strengthen the regulation of campaign violations and enact stiffer anti-bribery laws. In exchange, Cuomo agreed to disband a Moreland Act commission that he'd set up that was probing accusations of corruption in the legislature. Senator Liz Krueger, a sponsor of some of the Senate Democrats' bills, says the budget deal was far from adequate.
That legislation was an exercise in snipe hunting, pretending we were in search of campaign finance reform and true reforms of the wild, wild west that is New York State's law.
The Senate Democrats' proposals also come as the New York Times reports that U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara has opened a grand jury probe. It's looking into whether the Cuomo administration interfered with Moreland Commission investigations that might have reflected badly on the governor or his major campaign donors. Senator Stewart-Cousins was asked for her reaction to the news of the grand jury probe.
I don't have a reaction to that. Obviously, he's doing what he feels that he needs to do.
Cuomo formed the Moreland Commission after the 2013 session, when the Senate leadership coalition of Republicans and independent Democrats failed to agree to public campaign financing and other reforms. Senator Stewart-Cousins said the governor would never have had to create the Moreland Commission in the first place if Senate Democrats had been in power, because they would have approved the reform legislation last year. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.